This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the second hour of the three-hour extravaganza here on ESPN 97.5 as we continue to roll on. We were talking Astros before the break, and we have some audio from Justin Verlander's press conference when he talked about just how difficult a decision it was with his no-trade clause to waive that and come to the Houston Astros.
It's really hard to put into words the emotions and the thoughts that were running through my mind in such a short period of time. I mean, just everything from uprooting my family to, anything that you can imagine. I mean, just if you were to put it in perspective, it's whatever you've become accustomed to living here or living there. Somebody says, hey, you got 35, 40 minutes, decide which, if you want to move somewhere else. You don't know anybody. You don't know anything about it. Go. You know, that's a tough decision to make. And that's, I mean, all those emotions and all those feelings that come with it are is what was running through my mind. You know, ultimately, I'm really happy with the choice I've made. And as time went on, as the emotional side of it kind of subsided, the excitement really started to kind of come in. The next morning I woke up and I'm like, all right, I'm going into a playoff atmosphere. Like, this is it. And this is what we play this game for. I mean, you play this game to win. I mean, it is what it is. And so I'm excited to be part of a ball club that has a chance to win.
And there you have it. I mean, there were a lot of people that were really concerned because of the fact that he, depending on who you believe, said he wanted to go to the Cubs first. Then he was weighing his options overall, and people wanted to know if that was something to be concerned with. Look, it's been 19 years since the Randy Johnson trade, but this is a pretty big deal.
It is. It's a big deal. If you're an Astros fan, you should be excited. They went out and did what a lot of people wanted them to do.
Mm-hmm. Me included.
You know, they kind of appeased everybody. Let's be real. So some people out there maybe wanted to see a bat or another whatever. And Maven kind of gives you a guy that gives you some speed. Not a great bat, but he gives you some speed on the bases and extra defense and whatnot. They added Clipper to the bullpen, which isn't, as far as bullpen moves go, it's no Zach Britton. But he's a plus arm.
He's no Liriano either.
No, he's not garbage.
Right.
He's a plus arm in that back half of that bullpen. He'll definitely make the playoff roster. He's definitely a 7-8 guy.
He's an experienced closer too.
Yeah, he's a guy that will pitch the seventh or eighth inning. That you should have some confidence in. He's not great. Don't get me wrong. But he's a move. He's a plus arm because now you can get rid of a guy that maybe wasn't a plus arm that you had to use in your bullpen. Like you thought you would do when you got Liriano to replace Sid.
And here's the other thing.
That just didn't work.
He's had playoff experience. There's not going to be any situation that's going to be too big for him, like a young guy. He's going to come in with bullpen experience on a consistent basis, unlike Liriano too. But he's going to come in, and no situation is going to be too big for him because he's been a closer. He's felt the pressure. He's been in the playoffs. And that's something that you got to have, even if it's just icing on the cake because of the guys you already have in place. He helps because of that very situation. Yep. The other thing that I noticed, too, about Verlander, which is great, we all wanted him to start with his first start here at home. But, of course, because of everything that Harvey brought, and he started to talk about it last night, and they're going to do the full interview tonight before the game on AT&T Sportsnet. But very interesting to hear him say, look, this was the best situation for me. I'm used to this dugout. I'm used to this clubhouse. I'm used to this hotel because nothing's new for me because when we travel to Seattle, we're in the same hotel, we're using the same dugout, the same clubhouse, same routines, all those things. He said it would have been a bigger difference and a challenge had he had to play in Houston right away. And then it was, you know, doesn't know the city. Where am I staying? How do I get to the ballpark? You know, now when I go in, I've played in Minute Maid before, but I've been on the other side. I'm in the other bullpen, all these other things. From a comfort zone level, he said this was the ideal scenario because of all those factors that he's already been through. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. By the way, I found strength of schedule, and there's two different versions of this out, but I'm going to go with the one that I've usually used, which is at playoffstatus.com, and it shows your opponent's records for remaining games. So in other words, it evaluates each team, who they have left to play, and what the combined record is, and it kind of gives you the strength of schedule based off of that. The Rays have the easiest schedule in the American League. Bad news, the Indians, or sorry, the Rays have the toughest. The Indians have the easiest schedule in the American League. The Astros kind of right in the middle. They're at seventh in the American League as far as most, so they have the seventh most difficult schedule left to play. Because say what you want about the West and how they've played. The West, though, has three teams still in the hunt for the playoffs. It's just that the Astros got such a fantastic leap out on the rest of the division. But they're, other than the Athletics, everyone in this division is in the wild card hunt.
Yeah.
They're not terrible.
They were talking to Keuchel yesterday after the game about the fact that, hey, are you guys really looking forward to celebrating the division title? And I'm thinking, and he's like, well, you know, our clubhouse guys are happy it'll happen on the road because they don't like to clean up all that stuff. I don't need you celebrating too much because we already know you're going to win the division. That's a foregone conclusion. But you need to be damn focused on the Cleveland Indians and coming up with the best record in the American League, in my opinion. And so there's no time to lose focus, especially when you start talking about the Indians having the easiest schedule down the stretch.
Yeah, yeah. Please stay focused. Please. Don't jinx it. Jason Hebert had a good question. Do you think that the Rangers regret moving Yu Darvish now? Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Hell yeah. Yep. Two games out, best plus minus of the remaining teams not in the wild card hunt. Yeah, I'm sure that they wish they had old Yu back in their rotation.
To go with the guys that they already have that have been pitching better. Because, look, when you look at starting pitching, and we talked a ton about it, especially with the Astros, but the Indians are rolling because of their starting pitching. Their horses are carrying them when they take the hill. They are really pitching at a peak level right now, and that's what's doing a lot of damage because they're not giving up a lot of runs.
Yeah, and they got a pretty decent bullpen as well.
Miller coming in on the left side, and look, that's a good team over there, as the Astros know, because they lost both series in the regular season to the Indians, but it's just no time to blink right now. They just got to stay laser-focused and ride the emotions. Capitalize on the fact that Verlander's going to be juiced up. Look, I've talked about it before in the fact that he brings some heat, but that the great thing about him is later in games, his velocity actually has a tendency to go up. But I would think tonight, early in the game, you're going to see him pop in the mitt with a little extra oomph on it.
You think?
I do. I think early in the game, you're probably going to see him going over 95, 96 early, just because the fact that you can't help but be jacked up for something like that.
I just, yesterday's game was, there was a lot of good things about that. The fact that Keuchel was able to go deep into the game, give the pen a little bit of rest, which I was kind of torn, I'll be honest with you. When I'm watching the game and it's the seventh inning and they're up 6-2 and I'm like, do I really want to see him going out here? He was at 74 pitches. It might have even been the sixth inning. I'm not sure how many pitches he had. But he was at 74 pitches coming into the inning, and I may have been the seventh. But I'm like, yeah, I'm okay if you go ahead and go to that bullpen. But then the other half of me thinks, yeah, but that bullpen's tired. So good for Keuchel for getting it almost to the eighth inning. He goes 7 2/3, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. It's safe to say that he's on his way back. Like, remember we were panicking a little bit as a fan base, and I said, give him one more outing.
I give you credit. You did.
He came out. He gave up those 2 earned runs. And now, you know, he didn't look good against Texas, but then he comes right back again and gives up the 2 earned. So,
and you're playing
good for
a
him.
Team now that's, like you said, right in the heat of things. They need this game. So it wasn't any slouch competition either. 14 ground balls. That's vintage Dallas Keuchel. The only thing that I thought was a crazy statistic was, being a left-handed pitcher, he had only given up 5 home runs to left-handed hitters going into last night's game. Seager, who hit one last night on him, has now 2 of those 6.
Yeah. Some dudes just have his number.
You know what I mean?
That's how it works in baseball.
Yeah. How about that? Kyle Seager, 2 of the 5 home runs to left-handed hitters.
A.K.A. Corey's brother.
Yeah, that's right.
Greatest nickname of the Players Weekend.
No doubt. All right, so we continue to roll on. We've got Astros and Rockets that we've covered and more on our list to get to. If there's something on your mind that you want to throw our way for consideration and conversation, HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects back with a whole lot more here on ESPN 97.5.
Happy birthday, ESPN 97.5. We're 10. If you thought we were degenerates before, wait until we hit puberty.
Hold on to your butts. We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run, run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. We'll include small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone built for us.
With AT&T and DirecTV, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S8 with an Infinity edge-to-edge screen that's perfect for entertainment.
We want exactly what you just said.
Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled by balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports! This is the Texas A&M Report, presented by AT&T, proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. AT&T, entertainment your way. Aggie football traveled to Pasadena on Sunday night and the Rose Bowl, losing to UCLA. Final score, 45-44. One of the bright spots in the game for the Aggs was Travion Williams. He rushed for over 200 yards. Following the action, Travion Williams.
Oh, you know, we didn't finish out the game. You know, we played a great first half, but second half, you know, we kind of came in with a different mentality. Applause to their coaching staff and applause to their players. You know, at halftime, the second half, they came out with answers. You know, we were running simple inside zone, and they came out with answers. And
Texas A&M running back Travion Williams. Aggies getting ready for Nicholls State Saturday night. Kyle Field, 5 o'clock broadcast on this radio station. Game kicks at 6. I'm Dave South. That's your A&M report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield.
You found it. Houston's home for Aggie Sports. ESPN 97.5 FM.
Shop Lowe's this Labor Day for great buys to help you enjoy your outdoors a great deal more. Freshen up your landscape with premium mulch. Now 5 bags are just $10. And if you're having people over to celebrate the holiday weekend, be prepared to grill with a 2-pack of Kingsford charcoal now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Mulch offer valid 8/30 through 9/13. Charcoal offer valid 8/31 through 9/4. Limit 2 per customer. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, listen. We didn't invent lunch. No. We're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better. Because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. Continuing to roll on. A lot of sportsy stuff so far.
Yeah, a couple of housekeeping things real quick. Like, Jeff Rogers tweeted to me and said, "Hey, man, 97.5 is back on in the Golden Triangle. Harvey is officially and finally dead." That's right. We're back. We were running on the backup, I believe, for a little while. We're good to go.
Yep.
Hopefully.
But that's good news.
clear. Yeah, in the clear. A couple of texts, too, that I wanted to get to. Somebody said, good to hear your voices again. D-Hop ain't worth $1 million per game. And for five seasons, his agent should get a great Christmas present this year. D-Hop keeps getting hurt a lot.
He did. Mil. The agent did. He got a commission.
Yeah, he got a nice sum of money. Tracy said it's very crazy out here when we were talking about traffic. That doesn't surprise me a bit. What do you think Tillman would do for us as an owner? I don't know that there's, you know, there's, I think he has that desire to win, and that's always the biggest thing. You worry about getting owners that care more about profit and less about winning. And I think with Leslie Alexander, you never worried about how much he cared about winning. You always felt like, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. They all want to make money. They all look at the bottom line. But some owners get scared to spend money. Hi, Drayton McClain. You know, they don't want to spend money. Drayton went out and made a bunch of moves, and he did spend money, but he got bit early by the Doug Drabeck, Greg Swindell acquisitions. That he was very cautious about that, but then he would go out and overpay for Carlos Lee. And you want to see a guy that's smart, that wants to win. You know, you got to have all that. And I feel like that's what Tillman Fertitta is. I feel like he brings to you, if nothing else, he brings the consistency that Leslie Alexander has had with this organization. I think you'll see that continue. You just may have better food choices at the stadium.
Well, and someone even asked that, but the key is that they still have a contract with Levy for the restaurant side.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll see more prominent displays of Landry's and all the different restaurants, but that Levy will still do the food and the catering and things like that in the suites. To your point, though, I think the best thing, if you're a Houstonian, that you could have asked for is a continuation of the Leslie Alexander styled ownership. And I think that's what you're going to get. I think that's kind of what you were alluding to. I think the big thing to keep in mind is the first time that he is pushed with some sort of a tough decision. And that's a twofold situation. One thing we knew about Les Alexander was he was swinging for the fences. If a Scottie Pippen became available, if a Charles Barkley became available, if a Chris Paul became available, he was going to pull the trigger. He was going to go for it. And we don't know. We're going to see. Hopefully, I think Tillman's that guy.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, on the flip side, if Kevin McHale or a coach loses their first 11 games and you start feeling some pressure, are you going to pull the trigger quickly? Are you going to make a decision that later, in a lot of cases, and a lot of indication was less regretted doing because the season then became a lost cause. But you're going to be faced with those kind of situations. That's something you're not probably used to the degree and to the level that we're talking about when you're doing your business side of things, though you do have some big decisions. That's where it's going to be interesting to see. I think we all think, He's along the lines of Les on those same in that same regard, and the way he's handled the U of H stuff, he wants to win.
I was going to say, you can only go off of
track record.
What limited track record he has, and when he was a booster and you know, perhaps the biggest and most outspoken booster at U of H, he led the charge to try to keep Tom Herman.
That has to come from passion.
That's right.
It doesn't necessarily
the will
come
to win,
from money.
The love of your
the fact
organization.
That he's a Houstonian, absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, so I think if you base it off of that, then you can expect good things from this ownership, from the new era of ownership.
Because I don't feel like people appreciate Les Alexander enough.
You don't think so? I think they do.
I mean, just for the simple fact that he's not a Houstonian.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's gotten killed for that for years.
Yeah, but when you consider the fact that he's not a Houstonian and he is swinging for the fences and he is trying to go for the win, you would imagine, you would think that someone who's actually a Houstonian like Fertitta would carry that torch on and try to do the same thing.
Yeah. So. Somebody texted and said, yay, you guys are back on. Hope everyone is okay. This floodwater was like fighting a bear. I bet my friend Joel can relate. I'll give you one guess who that was.
Boy, that has to be OU Mike. Yeah.
But glad, you know what I did want to say, and we really didn't talk about it, but I'm glad that our listeners are safe. I know some of you had some pretty severe damage and floods, and my heart breaks for you guys, but I'm glad that you guys are safe. The one person we haven't heard from that I'm worried about, that if he's listening, just check in with us, is Clarence. I haven't heard from Clarence.
Yeah,
we haven't heard from him again.
I want to know
that he's all right, but everybody else on the text and Twitter has checked in. I haven't seen Jerry yet. I have a feeling Jerry's all right, but Clarence, man, just check in with us. Make sure you're good. Everybody else I've heard from.
Jerry's in the changing room at the Buckle.
Still waiting.
But the other one, too, but he fell off the grid before the storm, and that was JJ. No one's heard from JJ in months.
I think JJ's mad at me. I think that's what
but
I heard.
Still, I mean, even on Twitter.
Because I was busting his chops.
I direct messaged him just to say, hey, are you okay, dude?
I just think he wasn't listening. I don't think he's a loyal listener. I'll be honest. I'll call him out right now.
Yeah. Wow. I think he got upset. I think he's not loyal.
Whether it's from him being upset or not, I just don't think he was listening that much. Okay. I'm just being honest.
He just liked to be on air. He would just call in to be on the radio.
Maybe.
I could see that.
The other thing too, Barry, because you mentioned it with the Golden Triangle and everything, we definitely, and we've made this continuous since we've been back after the storm, we knew this wasn't just a Houston storm, and we know that a large portion of our listening audience is down in the Triangle area, so we're glad that you guys are surviving all this and fighting your way through it, but we haven't lost sight of the fact that you guys were just as deeply involved in this as anything going on in Houston, so we care about you guys. We're glad to hear from you guys. Lauren Pope out there on Twitter talking about just water, trying to get a shower. And
yeah.
It's crazy.
You know what's weird is I was looking at the I always just go to Google and type in like Texans schedule if I'm just looking for it or whatever. And they'll pop up the schedule and then they'll have previews. So you click on the previews of the game and it lists – I guess it has to because they just go off of last year. But it's I had to double take for a moment because when you look at the NFL preview on NFL.com, it lists the current team leaders for Jacksonville and Houston. And they have Osweiler as the team leader for the Texans in passing. This is kind of weird. Wouldn't you just reset that and just list Tom Savage as 0000 across the board?
Right.
But yeah, they have Osweiler as the quote team leader in passing as the preview for the upcoming Jags game. So that makes no sense to me.
Speaking of Brock Osweiler.
Get it together, NFL.com.
Brock Osweiler, giddy to be back with the Broncos, said this would be in the top three of the top five best moments of his life, being able to go back to the Denver Broncos.
This guy, he is a master of saying the right things, though. I'll give him that. He may not be able to play football to save his life, but he sure can talk good.
Well, here's the other
thing.
He's
good talk.
If you need flood insurance, Brock's your guy. I mean, I'm sure he's already set up, ready to go. Because he comes across as like the cheesiest insurance salesman of all time. Whenever he does any speaking, I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, it's on me, guys, but I'm just ready. I'm here for you, and I'm part of your, I want to be a part of the fabric of what makes this whole thing special. And I'm just, you know, that's why I think if you, you know, whatever needs that my teammates have, I'm going to be there for. Shut up, Brock. Just play the game.
Wow.
You know, just play the game.
Real. Kind of with them, though.
Kitty has claws.
No, so you, First of all, there ain't no kitty in this. I'm telling you right now. The best thing that could happen to him, Nick, and before you get into that, let John Elway and the quarterback coaches of the Broncos start trying to redo your mechanics till they're right so that maybe you can have a career.
Yeah.
Just
like
throwing it
maybe out
your
there. Footwork and a lot of the other things.
Exactly.
But, yeah. No, I'm with you.
Touch.
That touch one on may never be.
I called him a used car salesman, but yeah, he sounds a little,
That's
he sounds
bad.
Classier.
That's not
so
bad.
So I'm going to give him insurance. Yeah. Insurance salesman like Joel.
Yeah. But he does. I mean, I got so tired of the sound bites, and I heard his interview after being signed by the Broncos, and it was just more of the same. It was like, we've heard this broken record before. Shut the hell up. Go away. You're a backup, okay? Unless you're needed and you're the starting quarterback, shut up. Do your job. Carry your clipboard. Wear your visor and lower your handicap, okay?
Sounds so mean.
But look at the money the guy's made for doing
what? Yeah, well, it's not his fault. I mean, are you going to get mad at Kelvin Cato? Are you going to get mad at Matt Maloney?
Oh, I was mad at Kelvin Cato for a long time.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Stealing?
Yeah, I thought I've told you that story before.
What?
No, like, you didn't, did
like,
you?
Oh, so here's the deal with Kelvin Cato, right? He never liked basketball, but he told me this flat out on a plane one time. I never really liked the game of basketball, but I knew it was the way for me to make the most money for me and my family. So we were, the one season we were off to Phoenix, we had to win the last game of the year in Phoenix with a shot to make the playoffs. So the emotions were high. Everybody was jacked up. We were coming off a win at the Compaq Center. Everybody. And I'm walking with Cato to go to the plane. And I'm like, dude, isn't this great, man? Isn't this fantastic? I mean, we got a shot to get in the playoffs. Be so great for the city and everything like that. And he's like, it's no big deal, man. I'm like, what? He's like, win or lose, bro. I'm getting paid. I mean, that's the main thing. And I was just like, right then and there, I knew we're not all wired the same way.
He broke your heart,
huh? Yeah, some people just have the God-given physical attributes to play a sport and be okay, you know, and get paid. But they don't have that drive and that ticker. I mean, I can't tell you from kids on kid level on when we were saying, God, if we had our heart and determination with that person's ability, we'd go places. But then you see it in a professional sports and you're like, boop, 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 boop. It's just the biggest letdown ever.
Yeah, I could see that. That would be when you see a guy that you think, man, all you got to do is care a little. That would kind of suck.
Yeah.
It would be a little heartbreaking. To see your, to see, especially a guy that you're working with. Because,
yep.
I mean, if you don't even play and you care that much.
Oh, my God.
You got a guy out there on the floor that's supposed to be a, you know.
And he was a good dude. Let me say this. He's a very good dude.
That sucks.
But that one really was a letdown for me.
All right, guys. We'll come back with more. We've got a bunch of stuff to cover for you. But right now, I want to tell you guys about a great way that you can save money on your electricity bill. And it's through a company called Energy Ogre. Now, Energy Ogre isn't an electric company. They are a technology company, and what they do is they go out and shop rates for you and find the best company to fit your needs and how you use electricity. So they manage the complete contract and renewal process. You don't do anything once you sign up. They take care of everything. They save you a ton of money. And I've told the story before, but you know the way radio works is a lot of times people will come to us and ask them to speak for them. I went to Energy Ogre and said, let me speak for you. I believe in your product, and I want the people to know about it. So we worked it out, and here we are. And I'm telling you, you're going to save a bunch of money with Energy Ogre like I have. I've saved $425 since I signed up with them, and that's since January. So this year already, I've saved $425. Most of their customers save between 40 and 60% off their electric bill each month. And it's the same electricity. It's the same exact electricity. So there's no reason for you not to sign up and save money. Last year, $21 million is what they ended up saving their members. So get with Energy Ogre. Go out to energyogre.com and sign up. It's energyogre.com. If you use promo code Barry, you'll save your 13th month. They'll give it to you free. So energyogre.com, promo code Barry. No hidden charges, no hassles, no catch. Go do it. Satisfaction guaranteed. EnergyOgre.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, folks. Sean Salisbury here, and my friends at Mahindra are rewriting the record books when it comes to warranty. Now, are you ready for this? Mahindra has an industry-best 7-year limited powertrain warranty. Not 4 years, not 5 years, not 6 years, but a full 7 years on select models. Now, Mahindra not only has the toughest tractors on earth, but they have the industry's toughest limited powertrain warranty, too. With a 97% customer satisfaction rating and game-changing features like this, who better to go to for all your tractor needs than the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra? Leave those other wimpy warranties behind and take home the brand that stands behind their tractors for a full 7 years. Folks, did you hear what I said? 7 years. It's Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Head over to MahindraUSA.com today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages. Learn more about the toughest tractors on earth and find a Mahindra dealer near you at MahindraUSA.com.
Warranty on select models. See Mahindra warranty policy for details.
Need a beer? The Kima Boardwalk and 24 Breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers around. It's the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Saturday, September 23rd. Sample beers from Deep Ellum, Galveston Island Brewery, Carbach, St. Arnold, Spindletap, Texas Beer Refinery, and many, many more. Live music from the Spasmatics and midnight release. Buy your advance tickets now. Get a discount with your military ID or your Landry Select Club member. The Kima Craft Beer Festival, September 23rd. For tickets and details, go to KimaBeerFest.com.
Now, you can't just call yourself an expert. You got to earn that title. And at Wingstop, we've been earning it for decades. Want the secret? Start from scratch. Make to order. Sauce by hand in one of 11 mind-melting flavors. Serve hot with scratch-made ranch. Repeat for over 20 years. That's how you become an expert. Wingstop, the wing experts.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
HBO's Hard Knocks training camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers continues, giving fans an inside look and what it takes to make it in the NFL. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. or stream it on HBO Now. Then, HBO's Boxing After Dark returns with a must-see Super Flyweight Championship tripleheader. Sorumbasai defends his belt against Chocolatito Gonzalez in a highly anticipated rematch. And Carlos Quadras battles Juan Francisco Estrada. But first, Neoa Inoue defends his title against Antonio Nieves. Live Saturday, September 9th at 10:15 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. And immediately following, don't miss the finale of 24-7 Canelo Golovkin. Plus, on September 16th, two of boxing's biggest stars will battle for supremacy when Canelo Alvarez takes on Gennady Golovkin in a super fight for the middleweight world championship. Saturday, September 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Risks and disclosures. Message and data rates may apply. This is not tax or legal advice. Please speak to your CPA and attorney before investing. Accredited investors only. Real estate has no guarantees for income or appreciation, and a complete loss of principal is possible. Securities offered through Wealthforge Securities, LLC, a member FINRA SIPC.
Ah, the joys of owning apartments or rental property. The calls in the middle of the night. The toilets that always get backed up. The paperwork and promises of rent checks coming soon. Maybe it's time to do a 1031 exchange into a triple net DST or TIC property. If you're an accredited investor, you probably already know that with a 1031 exchange, you can replace your property and the landlord headaches with a professionally managed property like a grocery store, pharmacy, or a medical building and defer your capital gains taxes. Text the word CHANGE to 543-543 and the specialists at K Properties and Investments will send you a free list of triple net DST and TIC properties. K Properties brings 94 years collective experience and has team members licensed in all 50 states. We'll also send a free book offering more insights into 1031 exchanges. Text CHANGE to 543-543. That's CHANGE to 543-543.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Asking you shall receive. Usual Suspects checking on our usual suspects, and at least one of them has decided to chime in and let us know that he is okay on his mission to save the world one man at a time. Jerry!
Hello!
Hello, Jerry!
What's up, Barry? How's it going, boys?
What's up, man? How are you?
Nothing. I was just thinking they really need to start naming these hurricanes after people that everyone hates or dislikes, because everybody named Harvey, you know, now they got to deal with this. So I was thinking maybe we could have like Hurricane Joe Buck or Hurricane Mariah Carey or something like that. Something that we can all agree on that we all dislike together.
Hurricane Joe Buck would be pretty great.
I love that.
Hurricane Joe Buck would be a Category 5. It would be the worst hurricane ever. Hurricane Ryan Seacrest, maybe.
Yes.
That's a good one.
At least with the Joe Buck one, you know that the situation wouldn't be hairy, since he had that whole hair issue.
Jerry goes, oh, God. You see? Yeah, Jerry gets it.
I love my dad joke.
I thought Sean was off. Oh, God. But you, I mean, I'm a dad joke.
Oh, my God. So, Jerry, how'd you fare, man? How'd you make out?
Nice to hear from you guys. And, Joel, I don't go to the Buckle. You go to the Buckle. I go to True Religion. Let's get it right, buddy, boy.
That's right.
True Religion, okay? Yeah.
Well, oh, Jerry. And on a serious note, so being from New York, we had Hurricane Sandy, and my wife was, like, 2 days before her due date.
Oh.
And the thing about that hurricane was, you know, it comes in hard, the wind, it destroys everything, and then the next morning, it's over. Or yeah. At least, the destruction and everything is over. But this thing was, like, it was days and days and days of, like, nonstop rain. So I think it just really warned people more so than any other normal, you know, storm that comes blowing through. So it was rough out there. I'm in your neck of the woods still in Siena, and we had tornadoes over there, flooding.
Yeah,
and,
you did.
They got slammed pretty hard over there.
Did you make it out okay?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about moving. I'm not moving anywhere. If that house can survive an 800-year flood, I'm not going anywhere. So
yeah, exactly.
I'll be staying over there. But I don't want to make a shameless plug, but there was the church that I go to over there, Siena Lutheran Academy. They're pretty big in that neighborhood. They have a elementary school. They do all like the school leagues and a lot of the other AAU league stuff use their facilities. And the church and the school is all one building, and they got slammed. Their roof is having all kinds of issues. So if you go to SienaLutheranAcademy.com, they have a donation thing set up. So if anybody can go on there and throw a few dollars, that'd be appreciated, because they're pretty big in the community over there, and they've been pretty much at a standstill, because you know, even these deductibles that are a few percent of the value of the building can be thousands and thousands of dollars. So I know there's many groups that need help. That's one of them. So appreciate you guys. I'm glad to have you back. Definitely going to need to work on your FM signal out there, but it's all right. We'll forgive you. Nice talking to you guys.
Thanks for checking in, Jerry. Much appreciated, Jerry. Man. Glad you're all right.
No doubt. And Sienna was one of those weird ones, too, where, like, depending on where you lived, you know, like Craig Ackerman lives out there. They had to evacuate. Travis lives out there, but Travis said houses around him were completely, you know, gone, just with water and damage, and his was okay. It's a case-by-case in every neighborhood that's just crazy where certain houses didn't get it, and a majority of them did. But Sienna really got hit hard. Randy McAvoy at Channel 2, the tornado, when it went through, ripped off parts of his roof and uprooted trees. Really? And did a lot of damage, yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sienna got it bad.
They really did.
Not good.
No.
Can we talk about some dumb prop bets?
Yeah. Sure.
Do you want to do that?
Sure.
So, For the Win had this thing about 35 big money prop bets ahead of 2017 NFL season. Cam Newton to have 4,000-plus passing yards and 400-plus rushing yards, 11-4.
I, you know what? The only thing that worries me about that is his recovery from his arm from the shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
But other than that, I expect him to have... In that ballpark, I was looking at it from a fantasy perspective, and I did draft him on one of my teams. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think those are reachable for him.
It's health. I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's always going to come down to health for him. This one was I found to be kind of interesting. Texans and Vikings both make the playoffs 5-1.
I'm saying no.
Okay. It said the Vikings were never as bad as its season-ending form suggested, and I have faith in Houston Texans with their young quarterback. So you wouldn't make that prop bet?
I would not, and I looked at it from a Vikings perspective. Diggs had such a big year receiving for them last year, and the projections are all down on him. Bradford's been what he's always been, which is up and down, and Dalvin Cook's got some pretty big shoes to fill with Adrian Peterson. But look, their defense is good. Probably even better now when they added an extra defensive back to go on the other side of Xavier Rhodes. But offensively, I think there's too many question marks.
There's a 12-1 prop bet. The Dolphins and the Lions make the playoffs. I would definitely not make that. I wouldn't stay. Here's they try to do some where they try to entice you, I guess. So there's one that has, it's 25-1. David Johnson, most rushing yards. Okay. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr., most receiving yards. Do you think he can lead the league in receiving and David Johnson lead the league in rushing? Because that's 25-1.
Yeah.
I feel like that's less enticing than the Texans Vikings one, honestly.
Yeah,
in my opinion, I'm more enticed by the Texans Vikings bet than that.
Which probably has the best chance for someone betting that, because I have two words for you in the Dolphins scenario: Jay Cutler. That's all I got to say. That's over. And then when you look at that scenario, look, I think Odell Beckham Jr. has a chance, but when you're talking about Antonio Brown, when you're talking about Julio Jones. And the years that they've had previous to this leading in to let you to believe that they're going to not have a letdown, some pretty big shoes to overtake in terms of the receiving action.
Let me pull up some others here. There are Rob Gronkowski scores the most touchdowns and J.J. Watt has the most sacks. It's 16-1. That seems – I would have thought that would have been higher. Just, again, with Gronkowski and health.
The injuries.
J.J., the back.
Yeah,
I'm not with that one either.
That's 16-1. That seems pretty low. Here's one that's 150-1. Thomas most receiving yards. M. Thomas most receiving yards and Jay Howard most rushing yards.
Howard from the Bears.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be kind of a sleeper.
Who's
isn't he?
Receiver?
M. Thomas. What am I missing there? Yeah, I don't know. Marshawn Lynch most rushing yards. Odell Beckham Jr. most receiving yards.
Nope.
275-1.
No, beast mode ain't gonna go overdo it.
Okay, this is a 25-1. Khalil Mack, Defensive Player of the Year, and Christian McCaffrey, Rookie of the Year. I would take that one.
25-1? I like that.
I think I would make that bet. And then they have another prop bet for McCaffrey to have 1,000-plus rushing yards, 500-plus receiving yards, and 8 touchdowns. That's a little bit of a stretch, I think. Wait, 8 touchdowns.
There's a lot of people really high on that bandwagon.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think 8 touchdowns is a little steep.
There's some shutout ones here. There's the Browns to be shut out in any regular season game is 11-2. So, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Bears to be shut out in any regular season game, 9-1.
Yeah, based on their quarterback situation, but they do have Howard. I mean, their receivers aren't anybody that you can write home about because you know them. They're not household names.
Yeah.
But I would lean that way, though.
Okay, and here's one more. If I made you pick between these two, they're both 7-1 odds. Either the Dallas Cowboys to start the season 0-4, mm-hmm. or the New England Patriots' first loss of the season is against either the Jets in Week 6 or the Broncos in Week 10. So their first loss is essentially comes against the Jets or the Broncos, or the Cowboys start 0-4, which has better odds to you? They're both 7-1 as far as a prop bet goes.
I haven't seen their schedule, and we don't know what's going to happen with Zeke until close of business today. But I think I'd take New England losing between 6 and 10.
I don't see the Cowboys losing 4 games.
I don't either.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think I would take one of those losses, especially maybe to the Broncos or something like that in Week 10. A little bit. You never know health-wise how they're going to be. Yeah. I think I would take that bet too.
I know the Cowboys got their hands full with the Giants in Week 1, and it's a good matchup. But 4 straight, I don't see that happening. All right, well, we got plenty more to get to on the big show. If there's things on your mind or something you want to get off your chest, give us a call, 713-780-3776, HR&P Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Your car's dirty fuel system can result in, you guessed it, reduced fuel economy. Many products promise to clean a fuel system, but only one uses Berryman's High Energy Solvent Technology, or HEST. That's Berryman's B12 Chem-2 gasoline treatment. Berryman's powerful HEST formula works to clean intake valves, injectors, carburetors, and combustion chambers. With the price of gasoline nowadays, you need to get every mile out of every drop. So add a can of Berryman's B12 Chem-2 gasoline treatment to your tank. You'll find Berryman B12 Chem-2 gasoline treatment at your auto parts retailer.
You know the feeling.
The storm is blowing outside.
You're cozy inside watching a movie.
Suddenly the lights flicker and the power goes out.
Oh no.
No lights, no computers, no refrigeration, no cell phone charging, nothing.
It could last hours or days.
Unless you have a Generac home standby generator.
The minute the power goes out, the Generac generator automatically turns on. And you've got power.
The world could be in the dark for days, but not at your house. Life goes on like normal.
Bring on the wind, rain, sleet, snow, downed power lines.
Nothing can take your power away from you.
A Generac home standby generator is always ready. And since it runs on propane or natural gas, you never have to worry about refueling. Imagine the relief of knowing you'll always have power. And now, with this special radio offer, get our best deal ever. A 10-year extended warranty and your first year of maintenance free. That's a value of over $1,300 free. Just go to GetGenerac.com. That's GetGenerac.com. GetGenerac.com.
Football season has arrived, and it's time to score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on all the insane last-minute drives, huge upsets, and heart-pounding finishes. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, plus a user-friendly mobile site, so you never miss a single play. MyBookie.ag, you can pick side, total, or even hit it big with player props. Start winning big today. You sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal? Come join MyBookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus up to 100%. Call 844-900-2387 or visit MyBookie.ag to open up an account. That's 844-900-BETS or go online to MyBookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn.
And this is Bill Olson, inviting you to join us Sunday mornings at 7 for Texas Outdoor News.
It's the country's number one outdoor radio show for a lot of good reasons.
We bring you information and news you can use.
And guests you'll want to listen to from industry in the field. Now, in our 20th year, is Texas' favorite outdoor radio show. Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Join us Sunday mornings, 7 to 8, on ESPN 97.5.
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Barry, Joel, till 4, Usual Suspects, as we continue till you head out the door and on your way home, and then the Blitz will take you from when we leave off, but housekeeping tidbits, Barry.
Yeah, Michael Thomas was the M. Thomas we couldn't think of offhand. We've got a couple of folks.
From Nollins.
Yeah, NASCAR Johnny and Jeff Rogers kicking it in there. Jeff also said, even though you normally talk ish about the 409 being the source of root text, thanks for the post-storm love.
Yep.
Of course, man. We talk mess, but it's all in good fun. We love you guys, man. Everybody, we want
we
y'all to be
to
safe.
Be down there Thursday.
Well, were we?
Yeah, and you wouldn't have been able to attend, which meant Nick would probably fill in for you. And we didn't want to do that to Beaumont that close to the storm.
Make Nick go down there
and really devastate Beaumont again by bringing Nick down.
Yeah,
with all his love.
You're welcome
for the 409. So we did you a favor and we postponed it.
You're welcome, 409. We wouldn't do that to you. Matt and Katie checked in. Minimal water damage and a flooded garage, but glad to be listening again. Glad you're good, Matt. Yep. Glad to hear it, man.
No doubt. That was one of the biggest things that I thought was, again, what we're trying to do here overall ever since we started this whole show. But the amount of listeners that reached out in concern for us before and during, and then the way people responded after to let us know they're okay and we're checking on them. That's what makes
that was
it
cool,
so special.
Man. Yeah. Felt like family. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman says, so very happy that Fertina owns the Rockets. Truly one of the nicest guys I've ever had the privilege to meet. I've never met the guy.
Never met him.
You know what just made me think of something?
Uh-oh.
The only person that I think that we could have that would probably argue this is that a-hole cab driver that we had early on down in from Galveston and Kima.
I remember that. I remember that guy, yeah.
Remember that he was like, almost like a prank caller?
The Kevin McHale guy.
Yeah, F that guy. Yeah.
Sorry.
I do remember that. Speaking of Houstonians, this story about Stacey Lewis is pretty badass. So yep. Stacey Lewis has lived in Houston since she was 11. She plays on the LPGA. And her husband is actually the head women's golf coach at the University of Houston. But she, before this past tournament in Portland, I believe it was Portland. Yeah, the Portland Classic. Mm-hmm. So she said that she was going to donate her winnings from the Portland Classic to help Houston victims from Harvey. Fast forward to Sunday. Her three-year winless streak is over. She wins $195,000 and donates the check to charity. Her sponsor, KPMG, matches it. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about essentially $400,000 by her because of what she did. And then Marathon Oil steps up and adds another million. So if she doesn't do that, that's $1.5 million essentially.
$1.5 million.
That doesn't happen, and all because – and she hadn't won in 3 years. Do you think – would you – now
it depends on her financial situation. I know where you're getting at.
Would you regret it even a little bit if you're like, man, I'm used to coming in 12th, 15th. I make 20 grand, 40 grand. Then you go out and you win $200,000 in one weekend, and you're like, I should have said half.
Yep.
Do you feel like,
I thought, well, and this was like on Sunday, I believe it was, when this was going down. All the Sports Center anchors, it was like so compelling that everybody was tweeting about it going, oh my God, that is huge. And it's not a foregone conclusion she's going to win. She's in the middle of it, so you can figure out that there's extra pressure because now – she's in the thick of it, and she's worried about, is she going to donate the check? And she ends up winning. Good news is that she is one of the highest-ranked players.
She makes a good living?
Yeah, she makes a good living. Okay. She's a good player. So.
All right. Well, because, man, But you haven't won in 3 years.
Yeah, that's the
drought. Talk about odds. Yeah. What are the odds you going in there and win that? 200K. Oh. But, I mean, that gesture right there turned into $1.5 million for charities in Houston. So
when you think about
props
that now,
to her.
Because they were saying, like, the overall, because of the overall devastation, the number that it would take. And it was in between $100 and $200 million that they were thinking, rough estimate, right, for a lot of things going on. It would damage everything in the city. Think about the fact that JJ is, like, at over $19 million now, last check.
Yeah.
Heading to 20.
Yep.
Harden donated $1 million. You got $1.5 million there with Stacey Lewis. You've got Akeem and Chris Paul and all these other guys. And none of the resources have been tapped in yet. And we're already talking, just from a sports perspective, of over $25 million.
It's crazy.
That's a hell of an
effort. It's crazy. Yeah. So say what you want about athletes and being spoiled. But I tell you what, a lot of them are stepping up.
No, Altuve.
A lot of them are stepping up.
And the other thing we got to factor in, you and I talked about this. People assume because Altuve is such a stud player that he's in that same category with J.J. Watt and James Harden financially. He's making about $5 million a year. Not that it's anything to sneeze about, but for a guy with his talent level and abilities, he's only making $5 million, but he dug out $30,000 out of his own pocket and then got his sponsor, New Balance, $25,000 worth of gear for people.
Yeah.
Kelvin Sampson, let's not forget about that. It's not all just about straight cash, homie. The fact that he's getting the T-shirts and the basketball shoes and the tennis shoes donated from around the country, from anybody that has a basketball program, high school, college, et cetera. And he's gotten, they expect, over 40,000 T-shirts and over 17,000 pairs of shoes. Some good efforts, man, just out of the sports community.
Somebody was asking where we got those prop bets from. It was from PaddyPower.com. You can just Google Paddy Power and you'll find them, but it's a UK-based betting site. So PaddyPower.com has those prop bets that I was reading off earlier. Now let's get to some business of the NFL quarterbacks.
Okay.
Because I know you want to gloat about this. But
I don't know. First of all, with that lead in, I'm already somewhat excited about it. But
For the Win ranked the quarterbacks for 2017. Okay. All right?
Yeah.
Now, we'll just cut to the chase. The worst quarterback of all 32 starting quarterbacks is Brian Hoyer.
Really?
He got a grade of 6.6. All right? The 31st is Josh McCown of the Jets with a 6.8.
I was going to say, I thought McCown and the Jets would be the worst.
The 30th, one Thomas Savage.
Mm.
So the Texans, according to this, have the third worst quarterback in the NFL starting for them with a grade of 7.0. So you think about that's behind guys like Mike Glennon, Jared Goff, Blake Bortles.
Kizer.
Yeah, Carson Wentz was 25th. Simeon, 24th at a 7.5. Cutler, 7.8. So we'll get to Dak, of course, Texas guy. Right. 8.3, ranked 12th.
Okay.
Your top 10, Palmer, Rivers, Ryan, Cam Newton at 7, Russell Wilson at 6, Ben Roethlisberger 5, mm-hmm. Andrew Luck 4, Drew Brees 3. Aaron Rodgers came in at number 2. Not number 1. They gave it to old Thomas Brady. Yep. Yeah. He got a 9.5. Rodgers ended up with a 9.4. So there's your top 10. So good news, Texans.
But the
your quarterback isn't the worst in the NFL. He's only the third worst.
I've heard the variance in that
Yay!
Poll was...
Yay!
I've heard the variance in that poll was one-tenth of
Shut
point,
up.
So I'm just throwing it out.
Well, then that means that Savage will be 29th. Oh, nope. He would.
Every little bit counts.
Yeah. You don't want to be in the bottom three, so, but you are.
We haven't done our
What's
predictions yet.
What's sad about that is the bottom three, two Texans, former or current quarterbacks, and Hoyer and Savage. I wonder how many – I was going to see how many other – well, I guess none of them made it. That's what's also sad. There are no other former Texans quarterbacks
Mallett,
on the list.
Except for the fact that Flacco is now back at practice. In Baltimore, it could have been Mallett on that list, too.
Yeah. Well, I think they wouldn't count it for a game or so. I think they mean more for the season or most of the season.
Right. But we haven't done our picks
Fitzpatrick
yet.
Fitzpatrick could have been on there
if
for
Savage
the Jets.
Savage is down there? No, Fitzpatrick's now with the Buccaneers.
I know, but I say he could have been for the Jets.
But what does that say about the Texans and picking them to win the division? Or
Yeah.
Your defense better have one hell of a year.
When you compare this to like the rankings of Brady, which was 9s and 10s, His Savage's grades: accuracy 6.5, pocket presence 6.5, field vision 7, pre-snap 6.5, athleticism 6.5. The only thing he rated out really well on was arm strength. He got a 9.
I thought it was going to be injuries.
Yeah, brittleness. He's a 10.
He got a 9.9 in injuries.
Ability to snap something at a moment's notice, 10. Yeah, you compare all those gradings to Brady, 10, 10, 10, 10, 8, 8. Yeah, it's not even close.
All right, we got 2 in the books, 1 to go, plenty more of the big show. So don't go anywhere as we will continue to roll on. And by the way, what would you think would be ramifications, or what would cause a woman to want to cut off her husband's junk? Would it be cheating? Would it be a lot of promiscuity? But or would it be playing too much golf? We'll get to that and a whole lot more with an hour left to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.